Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This week we're doing something a little bit different. And you know how it is, I like to change things up on occasion. We'll do a regular lore episode and then we'll do something that's a little bit more predictive of the future or takes kind of a meta perspective of the games. Well, in this case, I did a lot of research last week for a video I put up on the Fallout Lorecast channel already, and you can go check it out. Basically, I got really curious about the very first Fallout challenge video that ever exists. And this isn't a speedrun thing. This is a challenge video, like a playthrough or even just some sort of, well, you'll get the details because I'm taking the audio of that for this week and putting it here, and I'll try to clean it up a little bit and just reduce some of the things that seem to only work on the video. But I think you're going to get a kick out of it. And if you want to see the actual video of this with the results that I found, then head over to the YouTube channel. You can check it out there. But otherwise, I think it's going to be a fun listen as an audio episode, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts on this, because if you like this kind of format, please let me know. I have other questions about other challenge videos and the history of Fallout videos and content and all that sort of thing, and it's been long enough that a lot of that stuff is, well, it's hard to find anymore. So here you go. This is me doing my research and finding the oldest Fallout challenge video still on YouTube. Hope you enjoy. So I recently fell down an internet Fallout hole. YouTube recommended some Fallout challenge videos, and once I started watching, I got hooked back in. These videos are everywhere and have grown to be some of the most popular content about Fallout, with some of the videos at over a million views. And in 2025, this makes sense. Millions of Fallout fans watch videos on YouTube every day. But that got me wondering. YouTube is almost 20 years old. Fallout 1 released almost 30 years ago. Fallout 3 relaunched the franchise in 2008, almost 3 years after YouTube launched in December of 2005. So, what was the earliest existing Fallout challenge video? What was it like? How many views does it have, and how is it different from current challenge videos? I was determined to find the earliest Fallout challenge video, or at least the closest thing possible. And if I don't, well, then I'd be letting you and myself down. So I accepted the challenge, and this is how it went. Welcome to the quest for the very first Fallout challenge video ever made. What you're about to watch is the results of a lot of research. You might think it would be easy to type Fallout Challenge into Google or YouTube search by the date, and just call it a day. But unfortunately, modern search engines don't work like this. Google and YouTube both do not give you the ability to sort by date. Well, that's not exactly true. YouTube's filter can sort by date, but this just puts the most recent results first. Not particularly handy for finding the oldest videos, but this could be useful later. Instead, you must use operators like before :2007 to narrow the results, and even then, your results can vary. You'll definitely get videos from before 2007, but there's still problems. The results are still out of chronological order. They'll be weighted towards videos with challenge in the title or description, and of course not every challenge video is going to say challenge in it. It will often provide videos with higher view counts to the top, and it'll also include non-Fallout challenge videos, which will be most of the results you get. And the results can be influenced by your watch history. This requires using a series of different search queries, dates, and sifting through long lists of videos. And when I say long lists, I mean long lists, pages and pages and pages, and reading the descriptions and the titles in order to make sure you didn't miss anything. And yes, you're probably thinking, there's other tools out there, there's got to be some other way to make this easier. And believe me, I have looked. I've looked for plugins for browsers, I've tried using AI platforms like ChatGPT and Gemini to help sort through these lists or try to do the searching for me, and it doesn't work. They give you results, but the results aren't accurate. So there's no quick fix, there's no easy way to do this. You just have to do the work, be methodical, and try not to miss anything while you do it. So I got to work. But first, we need to define what a challenge video even is to know what we're even looking for. The first thing many people think when they think video game challenges are speedruns. And speedruns are great. I love watching speedruns, and I support Games Done Quick twice a year whenever they do their big events. I don't miss it. In fact, I put it on a TV or a second monitor all day long for the entire week. And every time they do Fallout, I'm just glued to the screen, and it blows my mind how they can take the engine and break it and finish the game in such a fast time. But I'm not talking about speedruns. So sure, speedruns are a type of challenge video, but they're not exactly what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for speedruns. And speedruns are easy to find. Websites have been documenting speedrun challenges all the way back into the early 2000s. And in fact, doing some research for this video, I came across what might be the earliest recorded speedrun of Fallout 2 in history in 2004. But there's lists of this stuff. We know where to go to find these results. We know where to go to find the links to these things. And the kinds of challenge videos that I've been watching aren't just speedruns. They're other types of challenge videos. And there are people in this world who are much better at describing all of that than I am. I'm looking for something even more rare here. I'm looking for challenge videos that are different than speedruns. You know the types. People doing permadeath challenges, attempting to beat the game or a specific quest or a specific enemy with extreme difficulty, or limiting their character builds, or role-playing with specific limitations, or even using mods to make things more interesting or more difficult. I want to find out what types of challenges came first. What was the very first one like? How is it similar or different to modern challenge videos? And what game were they even playing? Was there a Fallout 1 or Fallout 2 challenge video from the 2006, like, early YouTube internet time period? Or was it Fallout 3 once Fallout 3 came out? I have all these questions, and I needed to know the answer. So let's define this further. A challenge video does not mean just a regular simple playthrough. There's tons of those. Those are all over the internet, and especially in the early days, people would just upload a few minutes of them playing the game. That doesn't count as a challenge video. You know the kind of stuff. Hey, watch me as I beat this questline for the first time, or check out how I found this weapon and used it to kill Deathclaws in New Vegas, or, you know, those types of things. They're fun, but they aren't exactly challenge videos. So what do challenge videos need to include? We need to define that. We need to scope this down a little bit in order to know when we find one. Well, first, they must fundamentally be designed in a way that you wouldn't normally play the game. They must have some sort of stated goal or limitation. They should be hard to accomplish. They're challenges, or at least require extra time or skill or smarts to solve. And I'll admit it here, this is a rough description, but at least it's something to start with. There's an element to each challenge video that just depends on the feel of the video. Does it feel like a challenge video? Also, and I'm going to put this as the last line of the description of what a challenge video actually is, but it needs to be marketed in some way to show that the intent of the creator is to define this as some sort of challenge. And I know that that's broad, marketed, meaning there has to be something in the title, something in the description, something in the video itself saying that this is in some way challenging, but it doesn't have to use the word challenge. It has to imply that this is a challenging thing. And I know that that's kind of vague, but I think that's going to help with understanding which ones are and which ones aren't as I continue to dig and take a look at the videos themselves. Also, any mainline Fallout game is allowed. I don't know if I'm going to find the very first challenge is Fallout 1 playthrough or Fallout 2 or doesn't happen until Fallout 3 or even New Vegas. Who knows? Maybe they didn't do challenge videos until New Vegas came out. I don't know what I'm going to find. So I started digging, and I came up with some preliminary results. Starting with a broad search, I typed in Fallout before colon 2007 on YouTube. And I realized that from December 15th, 2005, which is YouTube's launch date, to 2007, there wasn't much Fallout game content at all. Most of these results weren't for the Fallout games. You get Nuclear Fallout, or Fallout Boy, the band, or Fallout in movies or TV show titles, like the word is being used in those titles or in songs. But then you start to get Fallout 1, 2, and Tactics trailers, some hobbyist videos, and speedruns of the first two Fallout games. Remember, Fallout 3 hasn't even launched yet. After a long time scrolling through results, I couldn't find anything beyond speedruns that would count as challenge videos. So I expanded the query from just Fallout to Fallout Challenge, and that didn't really improve much either. So here's an example. I found this one, a Milk Challenge, noting the Fallout after a round of the Milk Challenge, which shows 17 seconds of some poor kid throwing up. And I'll just put the screenshot here. You probably don't need to watch the whole video unless, of course, you want to go look it up for some reason. So I continued scrolling through the results, and I didn't find anything that I was looking for. But I was reminded of how weird early YouTube was, and also how short all the titles were for the videos. So let's move it forward a year to 2007. Searching just Fallout, and using the operator again to limit the year to 2007, it shows the very first search results for Fallout 3 teaser trailer. And the very first one has 4.5 million views as of today. Of course, the views have continued to go up over the years. You remember the one.
I don't want to set the world.
So this is the year that the hype for Fallout 3 begins to heat up. Bethesda bought the rights to Fallout 3 in 2006, but it's in 2007 that the reveals started coming. Concept art was released starting on May 2nd, ending with the teaser trailer on June 5th. And you can see the hype build on YouTube. As I continue to look, I find dev interviews and Fallout 3 videos that are actually leaked gameplay of Van Buren, Interplay's original Fallout 3 that was canceled and the one that we never got that so many people lament. And I found a few of these. Often they had the same leaked gameplay, but they would overlay a classic song, the kinds of songs that you would hear in Fallout from old jazz bands or things like that, but recorded by some modern artist that didn't even make sense for the game. And these videos were not noted very specifically. They simply said Fallout 3, so I'm sure this was very confusing to people at the time. Also, it was pretty common to find compilations of cutscenes from the previous games, detailing some of the story events or some of the characters talking about key moments, things like that. One of the stranger ones I found, and maybe some of you will remember this, the game called The Movies, where you could make your own, well, animated little movie inside of it while also running a movie studio, and it was kind of like a management sim. And there was this feature where you could actually string together a bunch of animations in front of certain sets and kind of build your own movie. And I'm putting this in quotes while I'm talking into the microphone.
No water, no vault. This is crucial to our survival.
It's not exactly what I'm looking for. And so far, as much as I've looked through 2007, it doesn't appear that I'm actually going to find any. They don't seem like they're here. Now, I'm never going to be 100% sure, but I can be close. And after a lot of searching, and I mean a lot of searching, and using different keyword combinations, I was pretty sure. I couldn't find anything, so I moved on to 2008 with the hope. Fallout 3 seemed like where I might actually find what I was looking for. So it's now 2008, and 9.5 million people to date have watched the E3 Fallout 3 official trailer video, which shows right up at the top of the list. And because of this big marketing push, there is Fallout 3 content everywhere. The marketing was super common. And on top of that, were even more Van Buren trailers with the same weird leaked gameplay and weird music on top, and they continue to show up throughout 2008, along with the official marketing materials. And with Fallout 3 launching on October 23rd of 2008, I'm starting to get this feeling that I'm getting closer. Once Fallout 3 is out, someone has to do a challenge run and post it to YouTube, right? Like, this is gonna happen. I feel like I'm close. So I decide I'm going to refine my search, how I'm using the language I'm putting in, the keywords, the dates, all of that. And this brings me closer to my goal. Big thank you to our sponsor for today's podcast, Call of Dragons. Call of Dragons is an original, immersive, and epic fantasy world taking place in the world known as Tamaris. Team up with the elves, orcs, celestials, goblins, and countless other magical creatures to build your vast army. Dive into your own fantasy city with unique decor for each faction. Arrange your city as you see fit and build the unique fantasy metropolis of your dreams. Once you leave the safety of your own city, prepare for battle alongside your scary but friendly behemoth. Command your behemoth to aid you in battle. A variety of epic behemoths are scattered across Tamaris. Powerful giant bears, venomous hydras, lightning-fast thunder orcs, and terrifying flame dragons. Work together with your alliance to defeat them and bring them under your command, then unleash them in battle. Oh, and please don't forget to name them. Train up your heroes with unique skills that can turn the tide of battle in an instant. Unleash powerful abilities to wipe out your opponents with a huge array of equipable magic artifacts, each with their own unique skills. Turn invisible, move at astounding speed, teleport, or heal your units in an instant. Equip your heroes with an artifact that suits their abilities and unleash artifact skills to dominate the battlefield. Call of Dragons has true 3D terrain that shapes the gameplay. Tamaris is a land of mountains, rivers, valleys, tundra, and countless other features. Not only is it beautiful, it's also essential to use your terrain to your advantage. Build your city on a plateau to make yourself impervious to attack. Set up an ambush in a mountain valley to wipe out enemy forces, or occupy the high ground and cut all would-be invaders down to size. And that's just scratching the surface. In Call of Dragons, combat isn't just a matter of numbers. With the right strategy, you can turn any situation to your advantage. All these features come together to create an incredible fantasy battle experience that allows you to wage war your way. So if you're ready to jump into the fantasy world of Tamaris, download Call of Dragons today on PC or mobile by using my link in the description. I decide to narrow the search from October 28th of that year to the very end of the year, December 31st. And I notice the results are starting to change. Of course, we still get reviews and clips of cutscenes, but now things are getting more interesting. We get, for example, a video of interesting gameplay moments. This is the first that I've seen of something like this for Fallout 3. And these become very common. We also get crazy events in the game, and a lot of these videos have absolutely atrocious frame rates, the capture quality is absolutely terrible, and I'm reminded about how far back in time we've gone, because these aren't even widescreen videos that we're used to. These are the 4x3 format of old TVs. I also begin to find gameplay tip videos, like this one about where to find dog meat, and I remember back in the day playing Fallout 3 and finding out, oh, dog meat's a character, you can go find him somewhere, and looking up a video about how to do that. Maybe it's the same exact video. I'll never know, but that is interesting to think about. Also, I begin to find mods, people making videos where they are showing how they either created a mod or more likely downloaded a mod from the new upcoming mod environment. And then we have stuff like this one, the Falcon Punch, which you can still download mods of the Falcon Punch today. If you're playing like Fallout 4 or Skyrim, it still exists. People have been remodding this over time. Or who knows, maybe it's the same mod author from all that time ago. So I'm becoming more hopeful. I feel like we're definitely getting closer. The diversity of videos, the fact that the community is really starting to record themselves and show different kinds of things and different ways of interacting with Fallout 3 makes it feel like this community is playing Fallout 3 differently than they did Fallout 1 and Fallout 2. So I decide, okay, we need to still narrow this search down. We're just going to reduce it to the game's very first week. We'll start with the very first week after launch. And if that doesn't work, then we'll go to the next week and the next week and so on. And that gives us a much more limited list. It's still very long, but it's limited. And I can sort this by date. And remember, that means the most recent one at the top. So the top is going to be November 3rd, and the bottom is going to be the day of launch, October 28th. And sure enough, there are only a limited amount of results. So now I feel like I'm narrowing this down in a way that can actually work. So I start at the bottom, and then I look at each one, and I scroll up, moving forward through time. And the results are pretty predictable. We get game reviews, for example. And interestingly, not as many as I would have expected, so I'm guessing a lot of those places took their videos down or were closed over the years and canceled their YouTube accounts. I'm not really sure. We also get early scenes from Fallout 3, like Fallout 3 actual events in the game that happen early on in the game, which again makes sense. This is only the first week that the game has even been out, so people are just recording their gameplay and sticking it online. We also find the first videos of glitches, which seems like a pretty common thing if you've been playing these games for all these years. And of course, more generic gameplay clips. In fact, there's lots of those. But having scrolled through that entire list, the entire full week of currently existing YouTube videos about Fallout during the first week of launch, I still can't find any challenges. So we move on to the next week. Starting on November 3rd and going through the 10th, we do it again. I sort the list. Turns out the list is even longer. I have to scroll all the way to the bottom. And I look again. And still, no challenge style videos. They're just not on the list. I look through every single one of these results. Now, this tells me a few things. It's clearly not a popular type of gameplay thing yet. And that may be a general thing because YouTube is still pretty young here, but I'm pretty sure that there are challenge videos for other games that are around at this point. Maybe Fallout 3 is just too young. It's only been 2 weeks. But there is a glimmer of hope. I find the very first video that actually has the word challenge in it. And that's because it's showing the quest Nuka-Cola Challenge in this video. So this becomes something that happens a lot more as I continue my search because there are a lot of people detailing how to accomplish different quests, and for some reason the Nuka-Cola Challenge quest warranted a lot of different creators posting how to do it online. And I feel like I'm picking up these little breadcrumbs and I'm revisiting history in a way, but yet I still haven't found what I'm looking for. So I continue going down this path, looking through each week until I get to something that looks like it might actually be the solution. A video titled Fallout 3 Super Mutant Behemoth Challenge by M491CPill. I don't know what that name means, but the name of the video leads me to believe that this may actually be somebody doing some sort of gameplay challenge. It's only about 4 minutes long, but that's fine. The early days of YouTube were mostly very short videos. So I take a look. Maybe this is him taking on a behemoth with limitations. Maybe this is on the hardest difficulty of the game. Maybe he only has so much ammo. Maybe he's only using certain weapons. I don't know. But I'm excited because this is the first title that actually looks like it might be what I'm looking for. And so what do we get? Well, we get potato quality gameplay, and we get some guy fighting a super mutant behemoth, and also some Ebo band song, which I can't play here because it'll get the video demonetized. And sure, super mutant behemoths are challenging, but this doesn't quite fit what I'm looking for. There's no other notation in the description about limitations. This doesn't seem to be a challenge to see how many he can kill in a row without dying or anything like that. It's just one dude fighting a super mutant behemoth, and you can tell it's not actually a big deal because in the comments, somebody posted, "Watch my behemoth challenge, I kill one with my bare fist." Okay, so yeah, this isn't an easy thing to do, but it's not exactly the kind of challenge that I'm looking for. I thought you might have been a winner, M491C-Pill, but I guess not. And I'll be honest, I got excited about this. I was like, okay, we finally found it. My search is done. I've already looked through so many videos. I've read so many titles. I've clicked on so many videos that were just potato gameplay, and it was beginning to destroy my brain. I felt like maybe I was ghoulifying. I don't know. And just then, when I thought that I couldn't do this anymore, I found this. A video by somebody named Toodle Doodle, titled Fallout 3 Raider Endurance Challenge. And the description gave me even more hope. How long can Paladin Gunny last against an endless stream of enemies, or at least one that infinitely respawns? That sounds like a proper challenge video. So I take a closer look, and this is what I find.
Sound the all clear. Where? Yeah. Terrible! Taking fire!
Did you notice it? They're not actually controlling the character. They just spawned in an NPC to fight against an endless stream of raiders. This isn't a challenge for the player. This is just a situation they set up using console commands. I'm so close, but yet not there. So I keep looking, and it is now taking a lot longer than I expected. I'm convinced I'm not going to come across anything before the end of 2008. But I double back through the lists again, and I find something I missed before. Check this out.
Guys, this is Rise back with another Fallout 3 commentary. That's right, Fallout 3 FP VOD fun time. There are 10 super mutant behemoths chasing me. That's right, I was able to find the console command to start spawning units because I was so bored I wanted to start putting up a good fight.
Did you see that? He spawned 10 super mutants and he's challenging himself to fight against them. Now the setup is pretty minimal, he's just using what he has already on his character, probably at the end of the game, and he's collected a lot of stuff, and the fight goes on and it has this wonderful conclusion, and I'm not going to spoil it for you here. You should go look up SC2GG Rise's channel and you can watch the very first Fallout challenge on the internet, as far as I can find, that still exists. Maybe there was one before this that got taken down, but from what I can tell, through extensive searching, this is it. So here's a fun idea. Let's go over and comment on the channel and let SC2GG Rise know that they officially have the very first Fallout Challenge video on the internet that is not a speedrun. Go let them know. Let them know how you discovered their channel. And what's really cool about this is that 16 years later, they are still making videos on YouTube today and streaming on Twitch. Check this out.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest still eager to serve.
So I hope you enjoyed that episode, and please let me know if this is something you want more of. I'm absolutely happy to do it. It's fun to produce these episodes with kind of a different style and kind of more of this like documentary sort of format, and to make them video first is kind of interesting because, as I said, this was designed for YouTube. So if you want to see the visuals, head over to the Fallout Lorecast YouTube channel. Make sure that you're subscribing on there and that you're checking out all the other things that I'm doing, like turning old episodes into video episodes so you can get kind of a new take on some of that stuff. But also, thank you for your support, and especially on Patreon, to our newest patrons. We have Daniel D. and Harry T, welcome to the Patreon. So glad that you decided to join us. Patreon.com/FalloutLorecast for the ad-free episodes, for t-shirts and stickers, for joining us on patron chats like the one that is coming up very soon. We have just next week, the 30th, the last day of the week, happens to also be the last Wednesday of the week when we record our patron episodes, and we'll be getting together with a bunch of patrons very soon. So you got time to sign up still for that. Again, patreon.com/falloutlorecast, and a huge shout out to our sentry bots, Dusty Ray and Germinator. Thank you so much for your continued support, and to all 107 of our current paying patrons, and to all of the free patrons as well. Thank you for being here. Also, got some new reviews on Apple Podcasts. Reminder as usual, if you leave a 5-star review, I'll read these out on a future episode of the show. This one is from Robots Fan. Thank you so much for this one. The title is just hearts and smiley heart emoji type things. Been a listener since the predictions episodes on the Cyberpunk Lorecast, the show that I used to do, and have since passed on to other hosts. They write, been a listener since the predictions episodes on the Cyberpunk Lorecast, and I love you and everything you touch. There are literally days you have saved my life, heart, heart. P.S. Go check out his music. Wow, thank you so much for that. Well, I'm glad I could help you out. I hope things are going okay. And yeah, thanks for plugging my music. I write and create and record music all by myself. I do all of the parts. I know I've advertised it a little bit on my podcast in the past, but it's all under the name The New Star Gods. So if you want some shoegaze adjacent take on rock and covers of other songs and things like that, go check out The New Star Gods. Thank you for taking the time to do that, Robots Fan. We also have one from Graveborn Fury, who writes, big fan. As a route driver who drives and works by myself almost 12 hours a day, finding your podcast has been a blessing. I'm currently writing a Fallout campaign set in the Fallout universe using my home state of North Carolina. I've been binging your show for 2 weeks now and have made it to episode 72. I look forward to catching up for the next few weeks. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Graveborn Fear. I hope your campaign goes awesome. And thank you to everybody who continues to support the show and allow me to try to do different things in different ways and to take a look at Fallout from all these different angles. I continue to learn more, and my mind is just blown by the richness of this entire series and the community and all of you. So thanks for being here. All right, I'll be back next week with our patrons. Until then, stay safe out there. And if you happen to find an even older Fallout challenge, let me know. I'd be interested to find out. Maybe I'll revise the video. All right, stay safe. I'll see you later. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people, on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.